Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was a good weekend for baseball and for some fake football. So now everybody's got their first preseason games out of the way. And even though we just heard from our Rams insider, Michael Duarte, that he doesn't expect to see any of the regulars in preseason, there will be some teams that have their starters, their top players out there for more of game two and potentially maybe even a half of game number three. So we'll start to see more of the faces that we recognize, more of the names that will actually be on the roster come cut down day when they trim to 53 players plus the practice squad. So we're getting there. Coming up on Thursday, we've got another full slate of preseason games. And so the storylines will continue to develop and we'll march our way through the rest of August. We're now inside of a month until the regular season kicks off. Wowzers. Also 10 days away from my next visit to Grammy Helen, but that's really, I guess, not that big of a deal to anyone but me. Woo! I can't wait to see her. 97 years old. And this year, I'm not taking any trips up to Lambeau Field, so it's just going to be about hanging out with Grammy. And she recently said that she really enjoyed going to Red Lobster, which, okay. As someone who loves seafood, that's not typically a place that I frequent. It's not real seafood, but I guess in Wisconsin, if Grammy likes Red Lobster, we're going to end up at a Red Lobster. So, all right, Grammy, whatever you want. And then I need to bring her a puzzle. If anybody has a puzzle suggestion for Grammy, she's good with like 500 to 550 pieces. She really likes Thomas Kincaid, scenescapes, and those types of puzzles. The ones that are challenging. But also, she drops pieces a lot on the floor, so I'll be picking up the pieces whenever I go and visit her. I always pick up pieces off the floor. Hey, Grammy, do you need these? I guess the people who clean her room at her facility where she lives, she's in a place that has assisted living. She lives by herself still at 97, but they have someone who comes and change the sheets for her, but also to clean her apartment for her and to make sure that she's okay when she takes a shower or any other time. They check on her at night to make sure she's all right when she goes to bed. So I appreciate that she has someone who's there to look after her all the time. And she's closer to my uncle. But for a lot of the time, when people are in and out of her apartment, you know, they don't spend too much time there, except there's one particular young woman who always looks for the puzzle pieces on the floor just so that she has them in case they've fallen off the table. Yeah, she's awesome. I can't wait to see her again. And of course, I'll have the latest pictures. This is the only 97-year-old I've ever known in person, so I really relish every last second with her and also love that she enjoys taking photos with me. So I stink at selfies, but with Grammy, they always turn out okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Antonio Brown. It's not just about the frozen feet. It really isn't. And on Friday, social media had a hissy fit over the latest with Antonio Brown. Now, there's a lot to pull apart here. I would recommend that you go to the Twitter account of Michael Silver, who has worked for SI, who's worked for ESPN.com, who's essentially worked for NFL.com and any other place that covers the NFL. He's a known insider and one that has really incredible connections. Yeah, so right now with NFL.com, and he's got people who talk to him. And he tweeted a thread of 20 different tweets that tell the story. They really weave the story of Antonio Brown going back to him joining the team. So I'm not going to read them all, but I want to give you the highlights. Even before, according to Michael Silver, even before he suffered these freezer burns on the bottom of the soles of his feet, and that goes to the cryotherapy chamber in France that he was using. Even before that, he started complaining about the NFL's new helmet regulations. Now, in case you don't know what these are policy changes that actually took effect over a year ago, but there was a year grace period so that the NFL could allow players to transition to find a helmet that was approved by the NFL that they could get comfortable with. Okay, so the helmet regulations are not new in 2019. But there have been some players, including Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, who were reluctant to change and who groused about it, who complained about it. They don't like the new helmets, which of course are cutting-edge technology designed to prevent greater impacts to the brain, designed to prevent concussions as much as possible. So they're the type of technology that's designed to absorb the hits and protect the brain. Okay, so Antonio Brown knew this was coming. Even before he joined the Raiders, this is not a surprise. And going back to OTAs in the spring, and then continuing with his arrival at training camp in Napa, he's been complaining about the new helmets. Michael Silver cites four sources in which Raiders coaches and players have actually said to him, or to his sources, that they believe it's not just the freezer burn on his feet that is keeping him away from training camp. This is actually his form of protest over the helmet regulations. All right, so even before he left to get a new medical opinion on his feet, Silver says that he tried again to get the league to allow him to wear this helmet, and that he's become so frustrated that his teammates and coaches can no longer ignore it. I like this quote from Michael Silver because it comes from inside Raiders camp. One coach, he says, called it honestly the most insane thing I've ever heard. I don't know why it's so important to him. It doesn't make any sense. End quote. All right, again, so the NFL has eliminated the grace period now. You had a year. There's a bunch of different helmets that fall within the regulations. But the one worn by Antonio Brown for his entire career has been tested in the lab and eliminated because the technology isn't within the standards that the NFL wants. Michael Silver also reminds us of a conference call with the NFL's executive VP of Health and Safety Initiatives. His name is Jeff Miller. He warned teams in the springtime that any player who is caught wearing a helmet that is not approved, that's essentially on the banned list. So think about the banned substances that the NFL sticks to so religiously. Any player caught wearing a banned helmet, any team that allowed this player to wear a banned helmet or knew about it and didn't do anything to prevent it, would be subject to NFL discipline. And so every equipment manager, going back to the spring, every team equipment manager was instructed to remove all of the helmets that were not approved. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, Brown knew all this. According to Silver, all of this was communicated with him. But when he showed up for the first OTA, He still wanted his old helmet. And here's my favorite part of the Michael Silver report. I love this. Apparently, Brown was really vocal in complaining that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are getting special treatment, that nobody cares what helmet they're wearing, which is not true. But apparently, the Raiders somehow found official video footage of Rodgers at Green Bay OTAs and sent it to Antonio Brown in a text message. They found video of Rodgers wearing the approved helmet and sent it to him in a text. Look, here's Aaron Rodgers. Can you please wear the correct helmet? All right, so this continues through Michael Silver's report. After a couple of weeks of him not making an issue out of it, Brown once again at another OTA tried to sneak his old helmet onto the field. And how about this? He repainted his old helmet black and silver. Although apparently it didn't quite match the Raiders helmets, the official helmets. Duh. And so he got caught pretty quickly. It wasn't the last time he tried to sneak his old helmet onto the practice field. It happened more than once. And every single time, team officials have spotted the old helmet, the unsanctioned helmet, and said, you cannot wear that. Quote, he's still freaking out about it, said one Raiders player. He hasn't been here for a while, and no one knows where he's at. Huh. Sounds a little bit like week 17 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, doesn't it? No one knows where he's at. I just want to finish up with some of the details from Silver. This is bizarro world, but there's more that you need to know. Since joining the Raiders, writes Silver, Brown is showing up late to meetings, and while he's in meetings, according to multiple witnesses, this is the story that Silver tells, he's got multiple tablets and his smartphone open during meetings. And so instead of paying attention, he's looking at his bank accounts, liking photos on Instagram. You know, that's not really hard to figure out, right? The timing of when you're liking photos on Instagram. Apparently, one member of the Raiders organization told Michael Silver, they'll put up with the crap in meetings, but the feet, helmet, and going dark is an issue. Okay. So you'll put up with the fact that he's paying zero attention to what you're saying in meetings as a new member of an organization who needs to learn the offense and get familiar with the calls, the counts, the quarterback, the coaches. Yeah. So, okay, at least he's in the meetings. We'll take that as a win. But the going dark, the feet, the helmet, those are the big issues. Definitely follow Mike Silver on Twitter. A lot of the information is, it's not surprising, but I honestly expected that there would be a honeymoon period there. And so what we heard on Friday is that Antonio Brown had a 2-hour meeting with the NFL. Now, I don't know if it was in person. That would explain where he was. I don't know if it was in person, if it was a conference call, if it was Skype. That part I don't know. But he tried to plead his case once again with league officials on Friday. And now, according to multiple sources, the NFL is considering its options. Are you kidding me? No. The only option is no. After all of the talk, the rules changes, the lawsuits, everything that the NFL has done over the last 10 years to try to make the game safer, all the lip service about protecting quarterbacks, defenseless players from needless hits to the head, all of that, and you're going to allow a player to wear an unsanctioned helmet that is scientifically below standard. It's not the best helmet to protect a player's head. And you're going to allow him to wear it? I'm going to say no way. There's absolutely no way the NFL caves on this. The league would get crucified. Not to mention, could get sued by all the other players who want to go back to their old helmets. So I'm saying no way. The NFL will tell Antonio Brown, everybody else has had to conform. Everybody else has had to adjust. So do you. I'm going to stake my reputation on that. Oh, dear. That's a bad idea. But I'd love to hear from you. Lots of tweets. A-Law Radio, like this one. CK says, I'm laughing because I'm a Steeler fan. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody who's not a Raiders fan is laughing. It just, at some point, becomes ridiculous. He's gone off the deep end again. But this is a pattern of behavior.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You know, there's been a lot of reports out there. I can't say I agree with all of them, certainly. But I support this guy. You know, I think that's what needs to be said. I don't know what anybody's writing or what anybody thinks, but this foot injury wasn't his fault. You know, this was a total accident. It was really wasn't his fault. And it's a serious injury. I know some people are smarting at it, but it's really not a laughing matter. The guy was hurt. He was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. And the helmet thing is a personal matter to him. You know, he has a strong feeling about what he's worn on his head, and we're supporting him. We understand the league's position as well, so we're in a tough spot. And we hope Antonio is back here soon because he's exciting to be around. I'm excited. I got some plays for him. I hope we can start calling him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Honestly, the more I hear what John Gruden has to say, as much as I appreciate that he wants to back his player, I agree he's in a tough spot. But he should not be giving any understanding at all to the helmet issue. He shouldn't be walking the fine line. He should be taking sides in this case. Do you not want your star wide receiver? Forget the money that you just invested. Do you not want your star wide receiver to be as safe as possible on the field? This is not a surprise. The NFL announced new safety regulations for its helmets going back over a year. Players have had a year plus to adjust. I actually feel like that's pretty generous of the NFL to allow a grace period of a year for players to get adjusted to new equipment. This is the campaign that Roger Goodell and the NFL have stood on now for over 10 years. This is it. The safety issues, rules changes, the way that they're calling the game now. Not to mention all the talk about field conditions and even at times canceling games internationally because the fields aren't considered safe for players, right? They want the top line equipment because they want, well, we always know that the NFL has ulterior motives, but definitely they don't want to be sued anymore for not caring about player safety. And all of the research that's come out about concussions and the long-term effects of repeated hits to the head. I don't even know why the NFL is taking a meeting with Antonio Brown. And John Gruden shouldn't be saying this is a tough spot for him. Shouldn't be saying this is a tough spot for us. No way. John Gruden should be saying he needs to wear a helmet that's approved because we don't want him to get a concussion. We don't want him to be a vegetable when he grows up. When he retires from football, we don't want him to have long-term side effects. I mean, I appreciate that John Gruden is sticking up for his guy. I mean, he sounds a little ridiculous with the whole it's not his fault about the cryotherapy chamber. But when it comes to the safety, when it comes to head injuries and helmets, there is absolutely no wiggle room here. 855-212-4227. Lots of you finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And while you're there, make sure you vote for Man Crush Monday. We got a cool variety. Some grannies, a golfer, a South Korean pitcher who's taking baseball by storm. So on Twitter or on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I just saw a tweet from a Raiders fan, and I know this because he identified himself as a Raiders fan. Hearing you dive deeper into this just makes it even worse. I didn't like this trade from the jump because he's a selfish, childish football player. His actions prove the Steelers were justified in trading him. This is a disaster, and it's only going to get worse. That's coming from a Raiders fan. Donna says, news reports on Friday indicated Brown participated in a session with the NFL and the NFLPA by phone. I don't think we should assume he was in California. He could be in France, for all we know. Pete says, what the heck happened to the old Chucky? The booth has made him a shell of what he once was. No, not the booth, the sidelines. Now, the other piece of this with Antonio Brown is that he threatened to retire. Oh, no, not that. He threatened to retire if he can't wear a helmet that's not regulated so that he, in fact, could be more susceptible to concussions. Yeah, retirement actually sounds like the right option there. He threatened to retire if the league won't let him wear a helmet that's not approved. I mean, does he not get the irony in that? The NFL wants to protect its players, or at least is taking steps to do so, if for no other reason to protect itself from lawsuits. The league gave all players a grace period, and yet he's threatening to retire from the NFL because the league won't allow him to wear a helmet that makes him more susceptible to head injuries. What? Who does that make sense to? And we're talking about a comfort issue here. And before we take our break, we'll take this call too from Mike. For those of you who are fans of Dale Earnhardt, not Junior, the original Dale Earnhardt, you may remember that NASCAR was trying to implement this new safety harness that connected to the head and held the head in place. And Dale Earnhardt was really resistant to it. Very resistant to it. He hated it. He said he couldn't see peripherally. It really limited his motion. And he wasn't the only driver to say that. NASCAR continued to allow these guys to kind of drag their feet on changing to this new harness and this new helmet. Well, it wasn't a helmet, but a new harness that would hold your head in place. And Dale Earnhardt wasn't wearing it when he slammed into the wall at Daytona, nearly full speed, the day that he died. Now, I'm not saying that's why, only that NASCAR learned an extremely painful and valuable lesson. They could not drag their feet anymore. Again, there's no way to know if Dale would have survived that crash. He took a right-hand turn and boom, went right into the wall. I'll never forget it. I didn't watch NASCAR for a year. He was my favorite driver. And to watch that. And afterwards, there were all of the debates about whether or not that new harness, at the time it was new, could have saved his life. The NFL does not want to have that type of a situation on its hands where someone gets so seriously injured, even more so than what we've had. And it can be traced back to a helmet that wasn't regulation or that wasn't as safe as it could possibly be. Yes, players need to be wearing the most top-of-the-line technology, the safest helmets. They need to do everything they possibly can to protect these players. And so I don't even know why the NFL is listening to him. Who cares? If you're going to walk away because you can't wear your helmet, that's not regulation anymore, then scram. See ya. You're not good for the league or for the franchises that you play for. All right, again, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'll get to more of your comments. A lot of you blowing up our Facebook page as usual. And so we'll get to your reaction on social media, and I promise we'll get to the calls, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
As if the frozen feet weren't bad enough, now we find out the refusal to wear a sanctioned NFL helmet may be a much bigger issue for Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So on Friday, when I was in the midst of a tweeting storm, not only was I tweeting, but I was reading the tweets that were flying all over the internet about Antonio Brown as the news was coming out. Pretty funny to see the reaction from inside the football world. So not just members in the media, but inside the football world. And so I came up with a compromise for Antonio Brown. I feel like it would offer great protection for his noggin. You'll have to check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You'll see it when you scroll down to the picture. Or you can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. 855-212-4227. Mike is in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Amy. So sure. I'm a little surprised on how quickly this AB situation has gone south in the Raiders. But there has to be more than a helmet behind it. And the reason why I say that is because I thought I just heard you say they have like dozens of choices for this helmet.
Right, and, but it doesn't include the one he's worn his entire career.
Right, I understand that, but there's no other player, D-back, receiver, anybody else complaining about they can't see like he is.
Well, not now, but Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers were, just so you know. Both of them, and those are just the two people that I know of, both of them were complaining about having to make the change because it wasn't comfortable and because it limited their peripheral vision. So there were guys who were doing it, but he's the last one still standing.
So they've had a year to get this done.
Right.
Right? And, I mean, this might sound a little crazy, but the only thing I can think of is there's something else behind this helmet because you're not going to retire over a helmet. And the last big issue that he's had was this guaranteed money. And could it be that he is just going to be on the roster and not play and get the guaranteed money?
Why would the Raiders do that?
Well, I mean, what is his contract? Do they have to give it to him if he's on the roster?
Well, if he's skipping games when he's under contract, he won't get all of that money, no. I mean, you lose game checks if you refuse to play.
Okay, but what if he's saying he's refusing to play because of this helmet issue?
It doesn't matter. You know? No, it doesn't matter. Whatever the reason he's refusing to play, if you're holding out, quote-unquote, which is what he would be doing, and refusing to play when these are NFL rules that every other athlete has to abide by, he is holding out, he's skipping games, and he'll get fined, meaning he'll lose game checks, he'll lose money.
So that they can basically hold his checks back for this now? Or are they going to do
that?
Yeah,
just like every other player. I mean, they're not in games yet, but if he's healthy and he's not in camp, there's also fines for that. Though right now the feet are keeping him from practicing, reportedly. But once they get to games and practices in season, every day and every game that he misses when he's healthy is a fine, is money docked from his paycheck. And yeah, it's not even a decision the Raiders make. That's what every player, when you're under contract, you have to be there. You have to show up and you have to play if you're healthy and they want you to play.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk to William, who's in New York City. William, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, thanks for having me. So what I wanted to mention was Antonio Brown, one, has millions and millions of dollars. He can easily find a helmet, you know, a designer to design the helmet to the specifications the NFL wants him to be and still be able to use something that he feels comfortable with. I think there has to be some I agree with you 100%. I don't think the NFL should budge on this, and I think that they should give him time to make some adjustments. And
he's had time. Wait, William, he's had a year, just like every other NFL player. They all knew this was coming. They had a year grace period to get adjusted.
Some players are not as intelligent as other players and make adjustments. And, you know, and every player is a little different. I don't think them going out their way just a slight bit to give him a chance to design a new helmet that meets the specifications and give him the same comfort. I think that's some...
Why? Why should the rules be different for him? When every other player has had to conform, why should the NFL change its rules for him?
I don't think they should change any rules. I think they should just give him some time in the immediate.
Why? Why more time, William, when he's had a year?
A lot of reasons why. The NFL is going into collective bargaining with the union, so they should, you know, this is a good time for them to show that they're willing to work with players and some of the aspects and challenges that they have. Look, that's like you driving a NASCAR, a car for NASCAR and driving that car, and then they say, okay, you're going to get different horsepower.
It got grandfathered in, William. Why is it that a year was not long enough? And also, how long do you think this is going to take? Game start in less than a month.
Well, it wasn't for a year because he did miss week 17.
It doesn't matter. They've known about it for a year. He chose, along with a handful of other players, not to abide by the rule last year, but the NFL gave a grace period. This actually was a rule change for 2018 that you had to wear helmets that were sanctioned within their new regulations. But he, as well as a handful of other players, decided not to do it last year, and so there was a grace period. So he's known for a year. So tell me why he needs more time.
I think that he has the time before the season starts to create a helmet that meets the specifications from the NFL. And I agree 100% with you. I don't think the NFL should budge on this. Specifically, it sends a message to little kids to show them that this sport is safe and they're taking the weight. I totally agree with that aspect. I just think he has enough money to have the right team put together in the right moment right now to create a helmet that suits his needs as far as preferences, his vision, his this is how he's got to this point. Now they're changing a piece of that might be critical to his success. So,
for a year.
He's known the severity of it unless he put the new helmet on.
Of course he did. Of course he did. That's how he knows he doesn't like it. He's been practicing with it. That's the part that the Raiders don't get. He's gone on the practice field going back to May and actually was wearing the new sanctioned helmet. But then he decided he didn't want to wear it. So he stopped wearing it. And now he's AWOL.
Well, I really hope that he gets the right team together, gets the right design in place, puts it in front of the NFL, sees, you know, maybe they might compromise and see, okay, it does meet the specifications, is a little different than what we approached it. But they could set a face for everybody to say, okay, here's a little, you know, if you guys need to create some design, run it by our team, make sure it meets the right specifications. I think this is a way for football and the union to come together. But
what was the last year for then? What was that grace period for?
Again, I think the grace period, some people took it seriously and some people didn't. Obviously, Antonio Brown didn't.
Obviously.
So you know, my hopes is that they come up with a new helmet that suits his needs, and he has the right team in place. These agents need to do their job, too, at this point. There's money on the table and plus, NFL is about to start. I want to see Antonio Brown successfully put out there. If not, then you know what? There's a bunch of rookies down the line.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate, William, that you have some compassion on him. You have more than I do because he's known for a year. He's also known going back to the spring because the Raiders refused to allow him to wear his old helmet. And he kept trying to sneak it onto the practice field. And they kept telling him, no, you can't wear this. And now, as the season is 3.5 weeks away, he's chosen to disappear over it, according to reports. So it's not like this is a surprise to him. It's not like he hasn't had the time. And again, he complained about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady not having the same scrutiny, but they're now wearing the regulated helmets from the NFL. He's the only one, and the Raiders cannot coddle him about this because they will face fines and discipline from the NFL, which they also can't afford. So, I mean, I kind of understand what you're saying, but I don't think the NFL should give any more wiggle room because they already gave him a year to get this adjustment made. Thank you so much for your phone call, William, listening in New York City. We'll get to more of your calls after the update at the top of the hour. Larry says on Facebook, the Steelers are looking smarter by the day. Pat says, AB, get in line and follow the rules like all adults do. Ooh, Pat, I don't know what world you live in, but let me just tell you right now, all adults do not follow the rules. I frequently speed, so I'll raise my hand and say I don't always follow the rules of the road. But I certainly know that if I get caught, I am going to pay the penalty. On Facebook or on Twitter, A-Law Radio, we're halfway through the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.